been better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, and we're back now, firing up with the book Privacy Crisis and Grant Hall, its author. And Grant, I like the answers you've given so far, and you certainly do practice what you preach, and that's very nice. That's very good. Now, let's see if we can squeeze in another call here from Richard in Alabama. Hello there, Richard in Alabama.
Hi, Mr. Hall.
Yes, hello.
Hi. There's some local communities around North Alabama that have this policy of aggressively towing away cars. Their excuses are usually no insurance or no proof of insurance, or it's an eyesore. And if you have it in a trust or somebody else's name, it winds up in the impound yard. And when you go to get it out, you're going to be confronted with a problem. Well, you need a release from the clerk, but you know, you haven't even gotten a traffic ticket. You know, it's in the name of a trust, and you don't have a ticket. And they say, well, we can't let it go until you've got clearance from the court clerk proving that you bought insurance or you'd had insurance or that you, you know, that you've gone to the city court and to answer the charges that it's an eyesore or illegally parked or whatever. How do you get around that?
Well, having an automobile registered in a trust is for privacy purposes. It does not mean that you shouldn't buy insurance. You should buy insurance because you as a driver are responsible for any liabilities you might incur as a driver. And if you have a car that's illegally parked or is subject to being towed, that is secondary to it being registered in a trust. So a trust doesn't relieve you of any responsibilities. But if you have to prove the trust or prove that you are able to manage on behalf of the trust as trustee, you have to show the paperwork. So if that's what you're getting at, that's what you should do if you have to recover the car. Is there anything I missed here? Because
they usually say, well, you've got to show up and you've got to go to court and identify yourself and answer the charges and get a clearance from the clerk of the court.
In the event of what, a traffic ticket, or what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, usually it's an eyesore. It's either an eyesore or getting stopped at a roadblock for saying no proof of insurance or something like that.
Well, you need to have insurance if that's the law in your jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And you also, if you have to prove that you have the right to do business on behalf of the trust, then that's spelled out in the trust. How about the driver?
How about the eyesore ticket? Because they don't have a name on an eyesore ticket.
Whatever name is on the registration. If it says XYZ Trust, then that's what they're going to put as the owner of the car. So you would have to be able to claim that and prove that you have the right to claim the vehicle. But I think that what you're talking about is it may be valid, but keep yourself out of trouble. Just keep the cars where they belong in terms of parked.
Would be my
recommendation.
They try to coerce you to go to court and answer the charges when you really shouldn't.
Well, that's something you're going to have to take up with the court, because if you've got a car that they towed away, you're going to have to go claim it, and if there's a fine,
you have to open yourself up to charges personally.
It really isn't very much to open up. You can take a piece of the trust in that has your name on it, and that's all you have to show them. That's as valid as you need. The trust is registered with the DMV as XYZ Trust, for example. Take in your paperwork. It has your name on
right.
The XYZ Trust as trustee, and you should be home free.
All right. We got a break now. Thanks for the call, Richard. I hope that helps. But, Grant, I know you have to go. Thank you for the appearance. It was very good. And, again, people can get the book on privacycrisis.com, right?
Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you. Do it again. Okay, we'll be right back with more of Rick Adams.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, I'm back now, and now it's time to get into some other topics as well that I know you're waiting to get into. So let me do it right here and now. All right, first of all, well, as you know, there's much going on in the world with Obama traveling over to Europe and continuing his journeys and statements that he's made about our official U.S. policy, talking out of two sides of his mouth, trying to make peace with the Muslim world. And at the same time, of course, we know his policies are anything but peaceful in Afghanistan. We have a continuation of the same policies that were initiated under George Bush. So you see, basically, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Now, one thing that is of interest is an article that many of you probably don't know about. And it is an article written by Barbara Crosset. And actually, Barbara Crosset is quite an interesting person. Correspondent in the United Nations for The Nation publication. She is a former New York Times correspondent and bureau chief in Asia and at the UN. And she has written some books, So Close to Heaven, The Vanishing Buddhist Kingdoms of the Himalayas is one of them. And she's written this column that was carried on www.thenation.com. You can see it for yourself. U.S. envoy writes of Israeli threats, and she says, in the wake of the accusation by Chaz Freeman that his nomination to lead the National Intel Council was derailed by an Israeli lobby, a forthcoming memoir by another distinguished ambassador adds stunning new charges to the debate. The ambassador, John Gunther Dean, many of you remember him, John Gunther Dean, writes that over the years, he not only came under pressure from pro-Israeli groups and officials in Washington, but also was the target of an Israeli-inspired assassination attempt in 1980 in Lebanon, where he had opened links to the PLO. How do you like them onions? Dean's suspicions that Israeli agents may have also been involved in the mysterious plane crash in 1988 that killed Pakistan's president, General Zia, which we have said repeatedly on the show was an assassination, led finally to a decision in Washington to declare him mentally unfit, which forced him to resign from the Foreign Service after a 30-year career. After he left public service, he was rehabilitated to the State Department, given a Distinguished Service Medal, and eventually encouraged to write his memoirs. Now he's 82 years old. Mr. Dean sees the subsequent positive attention he has received as proof that the insanity charge, he calls it Stalinist, was phony. A supposition later confirmed by a former head of the department's medical service. That's the State Department. So now his memoirs are entitled Danger Zones, A Diplomat's Fight for America's Interests. He was American ambassador in Lebanon in August of 1980 when a three-car convoy carrying him and his family was attacked near Beirut. I remember that. I remember that incident. He says, I was the target of an assassination attempt by terrorists using automatic rifles and anti-tank weapons that had been made in the United States and shipped to Israel. Weapons financed and given to the United States by the United States to Israel were used in an attempt to kill an American diplomat, to boot. After the event, conspiracy theories abounded in the Middle East about who could have planned the attack and why Lebanon was a dangerously factionalized country. Well, of course, the State Department investigated, if you want to call it that, but Dean was never told what the conclusion was. He wrote that he worked the telephone for 3 weeks and met only official silence in Washington. By then, Dean had learned from weapons experts in the U.S. and Lebanon that the guns and ammunition used in the attack had been given by Israelis to a Christian militia affiliated with them. I know as surely as I know anything that the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, was somehow involved in the attack, Dean wrote, describing how he had been under sharp criticism from Israeli politicians and media for his contacts with the PLO. Undoubtedly using a proxy, our ally Israel had tried to kill me. Well, join the club, Mr. Dean. Join the club. Now, his memoir, to be published next month for the Association for Diplomatic Studies and Training memoir series by the New Academia Publishing under its Vellum imprint, has been read and approved for publication by the State Department. How do you like that? They approved of it. Only minor changes were made, none affecting Dean's major points. Its underlying theme is that American diplomacy should be pursued in American interests, not those of another country, however friendly that country may appear to be. A Jew whose family fled the so-called Holocaust, Dean himself, resented what he saw as an assumption, including by some in Congress, that he would promote Israel's interests in his ambassador's work. So here you have a guy who, you know, whose family also fled the Holocaust, and he is being singled out for assassination by the Jewish state. Now, if that don't beat all, who is the real Nazi country? Why, it's Israel, of course. They've proven it time and time again. So that is something to look forward to, his memoirs. And I think it definitely shows now, from all points of view, from all vantage points, that Israel will stop at no length. There is no point at which you will not stop in order to get what it wants. Murder is just one of their traits. As their father, Satan himself was a murderer from the beginning, and Cain and his seed line right down to the present have been distinguished by that trademark. There is no question. There is no question now as to who the real enemy of the world is. It's not Islam. It's not even radical Islam, whatever that is. It's not the Arabs. It's not the Pakistanis. It's not even the Persians, the Iranians. It's that eensy-beensy teeny little country in the Middle East, that poor little besieged, attacked, and vilified, freedom-loving regime in the Middle East called Israel, that has proven time and time again it is the real enemy, not only of peace, not only of freedom and liberty, but of its patron saint, its sponsor, its locked up, chain driven host, the United States. How do you like that? Isn't that interesting? And that brings us back to Gaza, thinking about Gaza and the desire to go after the heads of state of Israel for war crimes. Now, they've just convicted this former president of Peru for being guilty of crimes against humanity. Fujimori. And yet, time and again, there have been attempts to bring war crimes tribunals and charges against various heads of state of Israel, only to fail, only to be sidetracked. Ariel Sharon himself, as you recall, was going to be hauled before the World Court with witnesses to what he had done in Lebanon in the 80s. And then we saw that the 3 or 4 or 5, 6 main witnesses against him wound up being dead. Very interestingly enough, very opportunistically, they wound up dead. And then, only a decade or two later, the charges of Zionism as racism were surfacing all over the world and at the UN. And guess what happened then? All of a sudden, 9/11 came up. It had to be those Arabs. Had to be them, like those sneaky Japanese at Pearl Harbor, huh? Who else would do something like that? Just when it looked as if things were beginning to turn strongly against Israel. All right, I'll be back. It's me, Rick Adams, the Phantom Radio Avenger, right here on the program, Rick Adams Uncensored, only on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll continue.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Okay, all right, I am back. Rick Adams it is, right here, the Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only heard on republicbroadcasting.org. And I am just perusing a number of items here, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to bear with me, but I mentioned that tomorrow night we will have attorney John Klar on the program. John Klar, K-L-A-R, he's been here before. He resides in Vermont, and he, of course, has distinguished himself as a Christian man as well. And he is a man of high ethics, obviously, and he has found out through the legal morass just how difficult it is to be a Christian and to be an attorney. Well, of course, he really doesn't practice law. He's under many of the same problems that Edgar Steele has faced in his practice and trying to use the courts for justice. So he knows what it's about, and he's aware of how late the hour is, how dire the hour is here in America. And we are living under a Babylonian captivity of the mind and of the body to come. There's no doubt about that. Now, in his state, Vermont, they have just passed a bill that would out-and-out legalize homosexual marriage. They call it same-sex marriage. The governor turned around, as we were saying the other night, he and I were speaking privately, vetoed the bill, and now the legislature has overridden his veto. How do you like that? Talk about arrogance. So now here in my home state of Rhode Island, there are several bills in the legislature, once again, dealing pro and con, gay marriage, as well as a compromise having to do with agreements between two parties without recognizing them as married. Anybody, two parties of the same sex, having made an agreement that is legally binding to deal with their affairs in the event of hospitalization, death, and so forth, which I believe is totally unnecessary and is leading, once again, to the inevitable eventuality of same-sex marriage. When you see these things come about in our land, you know the end is not far off, my friends. In ancient Israel, certainly wherever the declension and the apostasy took place, the disobedience to the Father, one of the clear signs of judgment to come, was sodomy within the land. And now we have the State Supreme Court of Iowa turning around and sanctioning and legalizing something that is not their prerogative to legalize, same-sex marriage. So this is starting to pick up, I think, like a plague, although only a handful of states out of 50 have actually legalized it. But be rest assured of one thing. There's more here than meets the eye. It is a serious, obvious sign of the end of a civilization. We have reached the point where now we know, and marriage has been so boldly attacked, so blatantly attacked, the institution of marriage. And it ain't between a man and a man or a woman and a woman. It's between a husband and a wife. We know that that is the undermining of the very basic unit of our society. That's the basic. That's the glue that holds our society together. And without that glue, you know what happens when you glue two objects together, right? And that glue starts to break loose and starts to coagulate and then starts to lift, and the two objects start opening and start becoming disattached. What happens? They fall apart. Well, that's exactly what's happening to us. And the worst part of it is that we are allowing judicial bureaucrats, judges, people in black gowns, black dresses, as it were, who think they're the demigods of our society, to make these decisions. And to his credit, my governor has said, of course, he opposes it. The governor of Rhode Island opposes same-sex marriage and would veto it, but he said the choice should be left up to the people and not the legislature. Let them vote on it. And even that, I'm not sure is the right way to go, because, I mean, when you start throwing everything out to mob rule, given the climate and given the fact that the polls now indicate more and more people willing to accept this degeneracy, anything can happen. And I don't think people should have the right to vote to destroy their country. I don't think they should have the right to vote to hang an innocent man. Mob rule is mob rule. But I understand his intentions. It's to keep it with the people themselves, because he feels the people will reject it. They will reject same-sex marriage. I remember being in the legislature lobbying against all of these things in the 1990s. And they said, oh, no, we don't want marriage. All we want is human rights, anti-discrimination. And then they came back and asked for more and more and more. We'll be right back with more of Rick Adams. I'll take your calls just ahead as the program continues right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
I'm back. Okay, here we are. Rick Adams. 800-313-9443. Don't forget to help support Republic Broadcasting, and you can do that by ordering the cards, the business cards that advertise Republic. And you get all of these business cards, 100 of them, plus bumper stickers and free shipping to you, really for just $8. How can you do any better than that? $8 will do it, and you can call actually during the day, regular business office hours, nine a.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719, and you can do that, all right? Very simple to do, and definitely order them, and people are doing that. They're appearing in places where you wouldn't even expect them to appear. People are taking note of them all over as they're posted around everywhere. Now, let me go back to the phones and take a call or two in between the tough topics that I'm bringing up. Art in Pennsylvania. Hello, you're on the program.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
Surely, Art.
I was going to make some comments for you and the listeners to bring up some ideas and insight on how these issues came about. For instance, you're talking about the diplomat with the Department of State and his assassination attempt in Lebanon.
Yes.
I'll give you some ideas there. If someone's to do a search on the Internet and you search for the following words, American Academy of Diplomacy, Kissinger, Annenberg, you will see that the Annenberg Foundation was awarding Henry Kissinger basically an award. The Annenberg Foundation set up the American Academy of Diplomacy, okay, back mm-hmm. all the way back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Annenberg was appointed to Great Britain as a diplomat, okay? Now, mm-hmm. if you did research again on the Internet for the word Moses Annenberg, which is Walter Annenberg's father,
yeah,
it will come up real quick and show that Moses Annenberg was the right-hand man of Capone to form the syndicate, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Then the third point on this, if you search Operation Mockingbird and you search for that Annenberg plus Nixon, you will find real quickly that Walter Annenberg handpicked the entire cabinet of Richard Nixon, of everybody who was going to be in his cabinet, including Henry Kissinger.
Yes.
And that connects the dots. So when you read all those facts, it brings up an interesting question. Who and what is controlling the U.S. Department of State?
Well, that's why I had to chuckle when I said, you know, it got State Department clearance except for a few minor alterations in the memoirs, because we know going way back to the 1930s and 40s that the State Department had already been infested by Bolshevik Kenite Jewish communists. And we know they literally took over the place.
Well,
no doubt about that in my mind.
Well, if you look at the New York and the Chicago organized crime families, many of those members are from the Jewish side. Did come from communist Russia.
Oh, absolutely, of course. The Organizitsia today we would call them.
Right. So what we call the American Mafia, the real part of it, what you call the Johnny Torrio gang, has its roots in the Russian mafia that occurred during the Stalinistic times.
Yes, very good point, Art.
And the point is, just another one to open up people's curiosity. If they compromised the U.S. Department of State, what other federal institutions have been compromised?
There hasn't been one that hasn't been compromised, in my view.
And that's where your radio show and many others like this are extremely valuable for the American public to basically wake up and understand what's going on.
You know, it's like once the roaches get in the house, you know what happens, right?
Right.
Try to get them out. You know, you have to vomit a few times. You have to go after them and gas them and cyanide them, whatever you want to use on them. You have to take everything out of the house and just go and get them. But until you do that, there's no sense trying to spray in one corner or another. They just simply move over to another part of the house.
Correct.
And that's what they do. And it's the same with these people. You have to exterminate them. Have to go in and exterminate the roaches.
Well, my viewpoint, and I think it's similar to what you're saying here, is you're dealing with gangsters. How do you deal with gangsters? Either you lock them up, you basically export them, you bankrupt them, or you get rid of them.
Right.
Which is what you're saying. There's no other way I can see that you can really deal with a gangster effectively. If you expect them to change, they're not going to change. No. We're the ones that have to change.
The leopard's not going to change his spots. We know that.
Right.
And it's the same true of any creature that has instinctive characteristics, you know. The sting of the scorpion, you know, the leap of the frog, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. It's just, as I said, the roaches get into everything. And until you deal with them, you cut off the head, you know, you're not going to be able to kill the snake.
Well, in a way, we got to cut off the head in this situation is really you got to cut off their financing. I mean, that's really...
Oh, absolutely. And how is that done, Art? Let me ask you now. I mean, because that's easier. I think to many people, anyway, it's easier said than done, given the fact that they are in firm control of the entire money operations all over the world now.
Well,
of countries.
Well, I think to do it themselves, if they basically bankrupt the countries of the world, then they're just basically cutting their own throats. And that's one of the problems. That's one of the weaknesses, that they get so greedy that they basically kill the goose that laid the golden egg, and then there's no egg. There's no infrastructure left. And if there's no infrastructure,
and then
left,
what happens, Art? Then what? Well,
there's a big risk that we turn into Brazil, in a way that country has basically become a third world state where you have the super rich and the poor in an extremely corrupt country. Mm-hmm. The other way is it could cause a social revolution where they're no longer able to pay off the political figures, and basically their power weakens dramatically. It might cascade downward extremely fast. And the question is, in that downturn, do we turn into a dictatorship, or do we basically go back to prosecuting these people and getting them out of our institutions? That's how I see it. I don't see any easy way to do this. And in either state, it's going to take the American people to wake up and basically stand up to our government and tell them and demand them to do the right thing for us. That's how I see it. And I believe
that's not about to happen realistically. The American people now are just like lost sheep, just like the lost sheep of the House of Israel. They have no idea they're being led astray and who's leading them. The big bad wolf, you know, disguises himself. And they don't realize he's the big bad wolf, do they?
No, but going back to what I said about the Annenbergs, if you look at Operation Mockingbird, that was the joint effort with the Annenbergs and the CIA to basically take over the media. And that's what they've been doing, is brainwashing us for 50 years through that.
Well, he had, Annenberg had, own TV Guide for a long time, didn't he?
A Clear Channel, Ticketmaster are some of the examples, which all were taken over by Rupert Murdoch, by the way.
Out of Radnor, Pennsylvania, I believe, was TV Guide, which, of course, I used to read faithfully growing up because I used to be a TV addict as a young boy when TV was worth watching, you know. But the reality is that, you know, you'd watch the people that would, write, for instance, in the publications like TV Guide, and, you know, they had people from all walks of life. Cleveland Amory, the nutcake, and then you had people who would write in there also who were the sort of neocons of the era, but criticizing the left. In other words, they were the neocon right, but they were the Jewish writers, like Edith Efron, for instance. I don't know if you know her.
No, I don't, but I'll give you one
point.
Edith
Efron was one who wrote the book The News Twisters about CBS and the bias.
Right. Okay.
And she was one of the favorites of Annenberg, Walter Annenberg.
Well, I'll give you one. Is when you may have seen the YouTube video of Richard Nixon talking to Reverend Graham, where he talks about the media issues, and he says it's all controlled by these Jewish interests.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out of two primary groups. I mean, it's literally break it down into two camps. It's between the Annenberg camp and the Brofman camp.
Yeah,
they pretty much control the majority of the media. For instance, the Brofmans took over the Weather Channel about 4 months ago,
mm-hmm.
I believe. They're always taking over stuff. About 2 months ago, they took over a Commerce Bank, which is a big bank in the Northeast. Now it's called, TD Bank, which is Toronto Direct.
Yeah.
If you look at who owns Toronto Direct, for instance, I think her name is Phyllis Lambert. It's the sister of Edgar Brofman, whose father was Samuel Brofman, a bootlegger for Capone.
Yep.
All right, yep. So they're taking over more and more all the time, economically.
And they talk about Joe Kennedy. He was a piker compared to these people.
Yeah. Well, there's an interesting thing about Joe Kennedy. If you look at also a YouTube video and a book, you read the book Joe Banana, Man of Honor, where he said he basically made the deal with the Chicago outfit to get Kennedy elected, and also it's in Rents in that speech. But the other thing he said in Joe Banana's book, The Man of Honor, is they said they handpicked Johnson to basically be the vice president under Kennedy to make sure they had that ticket covered at the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was all clear, also in another YouTube video, where you saw Robert F. Kennedy address Johnson and say, why did you have my brother killed? He also had Martin Luther King killed. That guy had LBJ had a big, he had that assassination squad going around and whacking, you know, at least 200 people that it was recorded died of all the strange circumstances. And people to this day are still fooled by that guy, thinking that he was a great guy.
You mean Johnson?
Johnson. I see him as one of the worst presidents.
I don't know of too many people that hold him in high esteem, though.
Right.
I really don't.
Right.
In fact, he really got pretty well smudged in the history books because of the wrong reasons, maybe, but certainly Vietnam. in his decision not to seek the re-election or the election of president, because, as you know, that was, what was it, 68, right?
Right. I'm going to ask you about that real quick, because of the time in history. Right before he decided not to seek re-election, it was within, I believe, 2 months of Robert F. Kennedy being assassinated, and also him basically saying, I want that ship to the bottom on the USS Liberty incident. Do you know if there was somebody in the armed forces that basically told him to stand down, or we're not going to put up with your garbage anymore?
They told that to Lyndon Johnson?
Yeah, in other words, he stood down after the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, which was, like you were talking about, was conveniently placed against Saran, to show that we should go and attack the Palestinians. Where was he shot at, though? He was basically working for and shot at the Ambassador Hotel, which was owned and run by Jack Dragnos, who was closely tied in with Bugsy Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically the USS Liberty happened within 2 months of when he announced he was no longer going to run.
Yeah, that was, what was it? It was May, I think, or April that Kennedy was assassinated, Robert, right?
Right, and then Martin Luther King was assassinated, too, by him. And then he had the USS Liberty incident. So I think all that happened within 2 months. Somebody either in Congress or the armed forces just says, enough is enough, you're out of here. I'm just curious if you ever heard anybody.
I have never encountered that, no. But, you know, the higher-ups and the people that certainly rule the CIA, rule the White House and members of Congress, they knew that they had gotten out of Lyndon Johnson all they needed to get, and then it was time to change horses again. And as you say, and there came Richard Nixon. And McGovern was put up. You remember in 72 what happened with McGovern to get Nixon reelected. I mean, he was the oddball. He was the extremist candidate. And he was called everything from communist to Nazi, whatever you want to call him. They called McGovern all kinds of names. Nixon just flew right in. You remember?
I do remember that.
And then it was long after that. It wasn't very long after that that they Watergated Richard Nixon.
Correct. Because he was becoming aware of the situation. And Nixon, I'm not saying he was, perfect, but he wasn't the bad guy that everybody puts him out to be. I think he basically picked up the political backfire that was a result of what Johnson did in many ways.
He was aware of what was going on, who was in control, and he wanted to try to be his own man. And he wanted desperately to win in Vietnam and get the troops home. I believe that that's exactly what he does, and he did want, and he was Watergated. But they had to get Spiro Agnew out first in order to get to Nixon. And that was the key right there, getting him out, getting Rockefeller in, and Ford in, and Rockefeller. And you know, the rest of the story is history now. But essentially, Richard Nixon was always an opportunist, thinking mostly of himself more than anything else. In the 50s, the Pumpkin Papers, the Whitaker Chambers story, and then when he ran against Kennedy and then became president in the 60s. And what happened from there? You're right.
Well,
you have a good, clear history on your side there, Art.
Well, I'll give you some points to counter that. I'm not saying what you're saying is not true, but there was another side of Nixon. First of all, he had Jack Ruby was his informant, who was a lieutenant for the Brockman crime family, who was basically working for him during the 50s when he was investigating organized crime. That was the guy on his side.
Mm-hmm.
When he was being prosecuted, again, you see this on the YouTube, the Nixon YouTube video, where he's basically being prosecuted for being taken out as president over the Watergate incident, and he calls the head of the CIA, and he says, you know, I'm going to talk about the Bay of Pigs incident. The Bay of Pigs incident was basically Operation Zapata, which was the cover-up word for the assassination of Kennedy. And he said he was going to blow the whistle on that. And then they screamed, you know, the CIA director said, there's nothing to do with that. So he knew what was going on, and he was ready to talk about it.
Well, you remember the conversations that, of course, had become public more recently that he had, Nixon had, with Billy Graham.
Right, exactly.
And he and Graham exchanged words, and Graham, of course, then said he never remembered having said that about the about the Jewish
media.
Community running, the Jewish cabal running Washington.
Correct.
But Billy Graham acknowledged it. Billy Graham said it himself, and Richard Nixon used a little profanity, but, you know, he referred to them.
Right. Now, again, when you talk about President Ford, he's no angel either. There was, you could look at Medal of Freedom, just right over a web search, Medal of Freedom, then you search Clinton and Brofman, and you will see a picture come up real quick that shows basically Jerry Ford in the middle, Edgar Brofman on the left, and the Clintons on the right. And he introduced them, introduced the Brofman crime family to become President Clinton's best friend when they were in office for 8 years. Mm-hmm. So that was the introduction. And it was during the Ford administration that basically the power transitioned from the Annenberg crime family to the Brofman crime family, who's in power up to this point. Does that make
from
sense?
From one roach to another, huh?
They're both out of the Capone outfit.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thank you for the call, Art. It's been a pleasure hearing you, and I'm glad we had so much time tonight. Thank you. We'll come back with more just ahead. Rick Adams Uncensored right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Oh, ain't that the truth, ladies and gentlemen? Ain't that the truth? The question now on the Newsmax.com website, the Newsmax magazine, is the Jesus question. Will he ever return is the question. Well, they talk about what Glenn Beck knows as well. And what does Glenn Beck know? What does he really know? Well, that's another question. But the question having to do with Jesus is point blank, right in your face, what the Bible predicts about the second coming. And then we have a whole myriad of other questions here that are raised as well. Why many believe the second coming is imminent. The surprising number of Americans who expect Christ's return. Why the restoration of Israel worries some believers. Apocalypse later. Earlier predictions about the world's end. The Mayan calendar and the catastrophic year, 2012. The tribulation, quote unquote, that will precede the second coming. An atheist's viewpoint on the second coming. All of this, and of course they don't forget, this is the website that makes room for Ben Stein and Dick Morris, John Stossen, Bill O'Reilly, David Limbaugh, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, Ed Koch. We know who he is and what he is, and the rest of that gang. So, but then again, that is Newsmax, which also is definitely owned by some pretty powerful people, the kosher people. But you have to know your figs. You have to know where they're coming from and who they are. That's the important thing. Otherwise, you won't be able to make an intelligent decision. And one of the things that we're being entreated to now is this Madoff affair and how certain individuals, we're told, have been implicating his wife. You know, while Bernie's been making all the headlines for his $50 billion-plus Ponzi scheme, his wife, Ruth Madoff, has managed to avoid much of the harsh glare of the public spotlight. And that is very interesting, because we know of the financial swindles that the whole family's been involved in. Or we at least should know, but we don't know everything yet. And how money have been exchanging hands, how many valuables, undoubtedly priceless valuables, and probably stolen from some German, artist's home or some museum in Germany under the guise of the Holocaust, have been implicated in this as well. So this scandal here that they talk about, the Madoff scandal, is really a diversion in my view. It's a diversion from the real culprits, who are even higher than Madoff and company. And they are making off. There's no question about that, my friends. All right, well, I don't have time to get into that tonight and take other calls, but I'll tell you what. Tomorrow night we'll do it all over again, Lord willing. We do have attorney John Klar, K-L-A-R, on the program tomorrow night, scheduled to be here to talk about this and other issues, and most of all, his predictions as to where we are today. Remember, he was here 3-4 years ago telling us about the world's financial problems, culminating in what we see now, and here we are. John Klar said it right here on this program, and he'll say it again tomorrow night and much more. You join me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, at that time. Until then, Yahweh bless his elect.
With recent internet.